With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we'll be talking with the Linfield High School football coach, Pat LaMusta, once again. Pat, great to have you back. How are you?
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Very exciting times. Regular season, you guys needed a win. You got the win, of course. Tell me a little bit about that game over Hamilton Wenham, because they're struggling this season. They got a young team. But you got to play the games, and you got to play to win.
Absolutely. We were off to a slow start. I think we were 3-and-out on the first drive, and just a little bit discombobulated. So I thought it took us a couple drives to really get things going. Had some really explosive plays from Zaire Mitchell during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Believe he had 2 touchdowns, over 100 receiving yards. It just took us a little bit to get things going. Defense played great. We had a couple special teams issues, but, we had a blocked punt. They blocked one of our punts, so we were... We weren't thrilled with that, but we'll try to get that ironed out this week. But Hamilton Wenham, they played till the last whistle. You know, I think Coach has a young group there, Coach Fryermuth, and I think, they have a lot to look forward to, with this young group coming up over the next couple of years. They fought till the end, and we were fortunate to have a few explosive plays in the first half that gave us a lead. So that was good.
Well, I think everybody goes through the growing pains at one time or another, especially in high school, because you can't go out and buy players. So, everybody understands that. Now, were you able to get some of your younger kids in the second half?
We were able to get them in the second half, and then we have some guys that play more offense, and we cut them a little time on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just pretty top heavy right now, so
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of seniors and juniors, and some of the seniors and juniors don't play that much, so when we try to get guys in, sometimes it's older guys that don't play that much either. So, we still had a JV game on Monday with Hamilton Wenham that was competitive. So that was good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great when the kids who work hard and other kids pass them, but they do get to get in the game. Tell me a little bit before we talk other stuff. The North Attleboro, I haven't talked with you for a couple of weeks. Tell me about the North Attleboro game, because that's an outside league game. You had a huge win the week before against Amesbury. What did you learn from your kids in that? It looks like a really close game.
It showed that we were capable of competing with a team that was significantly bigger than us up front. Because they were big, they're the type of team you're like, wow, they have some big guys up front. But we were still able to hang in there,
mm-hmm.
and play physical, and a few more plays going our direction, we'd probably be able to pull it off. But I think North Attleboro came in with a pretty strong game plan, and they just ran the ball, and we just needed a couple more plays to go our way. But I think we learned that our group of kids, they fight right till the end, and it doesn't really matter who we're going up against. They're going to play physical. We have a very physical group this year.
So that was good prep for getting ready for the playoffs?
Right, exactly. Good prep for the playoffs, too. Each week in the playoffs, you seem to, you play teams that definitely get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They get bigger and they get faster each week.
One of the things that fascinates me, Coach, about your team is, North Attleboro and Amesbury, they scored the most points against your defense of any game and we're talking two touchdowns. So tell me about that defense.
They're playing team defense. They're flying to the football. It's not one or two guys. Like, we don't really have a guy who's consistently making 12 tackles a game, you know. And I think that's a good sign. I think that means we have a group that plays great team defense and they swarm to the football. And depending on who we're playing, you know, we scratch it where it itches. You know, it might be the safeties who are coming up and making plays in the run 1 week. Then it might be, you know, it might be the corners who are making some big plays. And then it's the D-line 1 week. So it seems like everyone's rising to the occasion on defense this year. So we hope we can keep that going.
Well, that's impressive, and it implies to me, Coach, that during the course of some of these games, you and your staff have had to make adjustments because you're talking about different parts of the field being, being covered by certain guys. So there is the adjustment process and the teaching process going on during a game.
Yeah, I like to think you can squeeze in maybe one adjustment at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on. And the kids are, you know, all over the map, and you have a lot of kids playing two ways. So you can't go and change the whole defense, but if you can come out of halftime with one or two wrinkles that can help make a difference, that's been helpful. And the kids do a good job making the adjustments. They've been so coachable this year. They've been great. And it all starts from the top down, right? Mm. Anthony Morales, Quinn Hardesty, Joey Cuccinello, Alex Baldini, you know, just being great senior captains that, you know, they're so pliable with the situation. And the rest of the crew follows their lead.
At some point, Pat, somewhere down the line, I'm going to ask you about specifically on how to make an adjustment. We're not going to do it tonight because I think that is fascinating. When I watch a game, when I was first started broadcasting, a coach told me follow the ball, you know, on offense. And I don't have the understanding of what goes on strategically, and I'd love to learn about how you do, especially in high school, how you make an adjustment at halftime. And I totally respect what you just said. You've got so many moving parts. You're working so hard in practice with these young men. That's fascinating. Coach, all the guys you mentioned now, is there anybody else who could get a mention that we haven't heard about that your team has contributed so much for you guys?
I mean, have to give Spencer DeAugusta a shout out. Junior safety, believe he tallied his sixth interception on the year against Hamilton Wenham, and like he's a great pass cover safety. But then in the North Attleboro game, it wasn't just Kyle Schmitz coming up and making plays in the run game. Spencer did too. So I have to give Spencer a shout-out. Jesse Dorman playing cornerback, junior. George Lambros, junior, playing cornerback. Just being super physical.
Hmm.
You know, and sometimes in the summer I'm like, oh, we're going to have too much of a 7-on-7 team this year. And then they show up and they hit, and that's been exciting to see.
That's a great tradition. And I see Jesse Dorman had a 65-yard touchdown too, huh?
Spencer did.
Oh, this okay. I'm looking at the
Spencer
box score. Okay, so that's wrong. So
yes, Spencer DeAugusta
mm-hmm.
had a interception on D, and then he got in on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And he only had a couple reps on offense, and he had a 65-yard touchdown.
Give me his name again, because it's wrong on the box score. Spencer, what's his name?
Spencer, and then it's DeAugusta.
Spencer DeAugusta.
DeAugusta.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Excellent.
So it's like D'Augusta.
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's pretty cool. Okay, Coach, let's turn now to the future very quickly here. Swampscott is certainly a known entity to all of us here on the North Shore. And I do want to mention that in D6, there's Linfield, Swampscott, Salem, Winthrop, St. Mary's, all in the tournament. And of course, you two guys have to butt heads on Friday at 6:30. So, what do you know about Swampscott?
So they are a spread team. They chuck the ball around. Their running back is super shifty. Linemen play super low. And they do some things that we do on offense, too. So, you know, that was encouraging on the scout team side.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have the ability to have an explosive play at the drop of a hat. QB does a nice job getting the ball out there. So I think it's the type of game where you really just have to protect the end zone, keep them in front of you, bend, don't break, and fly to the football.
Hey, very exciting stuff, Coach. Thanks, Pat, for taking the time, man. It's been great. I want to keep it going. I hope I can get over there Friday night. I'm going to give it a shot. But in the meantime, have a great week. Good luck this week.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Be well. Take care.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye. That is Pat LaMusta, who was the Linfield High School football coach, and they are playing Swampscott Friday evening at 6:30 with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.